Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Enlightenment Evolution Hour with your host, Rob Gauthier. The Enlightenment Evolution Hour is a part of the Enlightenment Evolution Network. Any ideas or opinions expressed by myself, any guest, or callers of the evening may not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Enlightenment Evolution Network. Evolution Hour with your host Rob Gauthier and co-host Kalina Angel.
Hello.
We are here on the most beautiful of days. We are here on what I believe February, so it's March 4th, 2016, and we are here for the greatest of all first Wednesday, move to a Friday of the month, for our all channeling special. So we're going to get into the channeling fairly quick today. Any of you who would like to call us, please dial in at area code 347-308-8788. Make sure that you dial one so we know you want to ask on-air questions. Those who don't hit that button will be left in that queue because a lot of people call in just to listen. Before we get started, before we give a chance for Kalina 2 to say hello, I just want to make a quick announcement. Those of you who might not have listened to last month, we are not doing our Asheville event in April. April 23rd is intended. We will be moving it to probably May or June. Announcements will be out soon. Another thing, we've been doing our monthly videos with the Galactic Channeling and also Metatron, and they have had amazing feedback from people, conversations about compliments. It's been wonderful. We've done high production quality with high production equipment, shooting in 4K. Amazing energy and information coming through, presented in a manner that is fitting for the energy put into it by myself and Kalina. And we have both worked very hard on that. So I just want to let you guys know, if you have not had the opportunity to go to YouTube and check that out, go to ET Whisper channel. You can type in Rob Gauthier, ET Whisper, Trev, Ardiff. Any of those should pull up our channel fairly quick to the top of the list, and then click on the ET Whisper video. It'll take you right there. We've got three Metatron videos, or at least three monthly Metatron videos, uh-huh. Many more. And then we have three of the Galactic Channeling videos. We've only got two releases of the Galactic Channeling. The third one will be out on the 15th, and that's the new mark we're trying to make. On the 1st, Metatron, on the 15th, Galactic Channeling, and then when we do our knee haul or any extra video that we normally do, we just pop it out when we can. I want to introduce the most amazing human on the face of the earth, the most gorgeous human and co-host that one can have, Kalina Angel, who is the owner, operator, connector of both the Enlightenment Evolution Network, but also the Earth Experience with Kalina Angel, which is an amazing, amazing show right here on this network, the Enlightenment Evolution Network. Kalina has a few things to tell you about the network, and she also has a few things to tell her about herself and just to go through. So I'm going to shut my face and go.
Oh, that's okay, baby. I can listen to you all.
Oh, that's just like that. Jeannie can too.
Jeannie says she will be more than happy to open her beautiful face and meow. You guys haven't checked out our, Rob and my wall on Facebook, you'll see a picture of Jeannie tonight. She was living, sitting bipedal style on the couch.
Now she's trying to attack our microphone. So if you hear a whop, that's a paw hitting it. She's done that, I think, with the flashing lights a few times.
Yeah.
But
she's been really playful lately. So if you hear anything strange, you can blame it on the beautiful feline friend. I wanted to say hello to all of you guys. And also, speaking of the videos that Rob was talking about, we have a belated Valentine's gift that we've been working on and in the editing process. We can't tell you what it is. Well, we could, but we're not going to, because it's a surprise. And I think you'll be especially excited about what we're going to have. It's going to be coming within a week or less, and we can't wait to bring that up to you guys. My show, which is normally on Fridays, took a very long hiatus, especially on and off last year, and that is going to be launching either the end of this month or sometime in April. I've bought a mixer. I'm working on getting some gear because I am a crazy double Capricorn who likes to be a perfectionist, and so I'm no audio engineer by any means whatsoever, but I'm having a blast getting gear. Learning it is a bit of a learning curve. I'm going to see what I can do and try to show off some fancy schmancy skills.
Well, with or without the mixer, Kalina has amazing audio skills. Don't let her fool you guys.
Aw. Thank you. And, you know, obviously the content is what matters more, but I guess maybe it's my Arcturian side. Just love a good, lush, clean sound, you know, so... But anyway, we are excited to have you guys tonight for March and a nice, relaxing Friday night for us. It's been snowing a lot on and off in Michigan, and today we finally got a beautiful, bright, sunny day. So we feel really good and ready to go with the extra sunshine that we got today. And without further ado, I think I'm going to give the mic back to my microphone. Give the mic back to Rob. Give the mic back to microphone. I just bought a new set of microphones too, by the way. So
amazing.
I'm like all in my head about all the gear that we're getting. We've been saving, and we put just about every penny back into our wonderful family here, and then whatever we can back into everything that we do, because we love you guys. We want to bring you the very best quality possible in the most beautiful way we can bring the information to you. So we love you guys, and now I will give the microphone back to Rob, not the microphone, back to the microphone.
Well, that'll work too, but I'll take it from
that. Little feedback, I'm afraid, if we did that.
Absolutely, and I'll take it back just for a second, enough to tell you guys, this has been transmuted into not just the call-in show, but this is also our way to help the public for free through this radio network and through this show. This is how you get your questions answered by Trev or Ardiff. We're only dealing with Trev and Ardiff, and Kalina will explain that here in a few minutes. But we're going to jump right in tonight, guys. We don't want to have you wait in 25 minutes or so while we talk. If we have some time at the end, we're going to talk, but we're going to do at least an hour's worth of channeling. And tonight, because we're not on our regular night, we have about half the normal calls as normal. So this means if you haven't called in because you've waited and waited on other shows, you might actually get a chance to get in if you call in now towards the mid or mid-end of the show, and the line should still be open throughout the entirety. So area code 347-308-8788. You call in, you dial 1 to let us know that you're there and you want to ask a question, and you will be able to ask Trevor Ardiff the question of your choice. Kalina is going to tell you guys a little bit more about why Metatron's not showing up tonight and a little bit about what's going to happen tonight for those of you who might be new to the show calling in tonight. Thank you, sweetheart. I love you. I love you guys, and I'm going to go neutralize for about 5 minutes.
Yes. Well, welcome back, everybody, to this microphone. Okay, so the reason why Rob won't be bringing in Metatron tonight is because the connection process is quite different. We don't entirely know why or understand what that is behind it, but Metatron is definitely an extremely powerful energy. But Trev and Ardiff are very especially connected, and they always... they're always with Rob, and they're always connecting with Rob. Rob also is, as you know, he's known as the ET Whisperer, so he has the ability also to bring in all of these ET consciousnesses through as well. The Archangel consciousness, however, is it's a bit different. However, hopefully Rob won't mind my sharing. He did recently in a session channel Archangel Gabriel, which was very a shock to us.
Uriel.
Oh, sorry. Uriel, right. Not Gabriel. That is one of our dear friends' channels, Gabriel.
Shelly Young,
yes. So
we've got a lot of Archangel friends, too, and I'm sorry I'm supposed to be neutralizing.
No, that's okay. He and I always get distracted by each other and talk to each other. But anyway, Rob is going to be doing the neutralizing process, which is basically a grounding process. It helps to throw out any overexcited energy or any frustrations or overexuberances in the day so that he can be as unfiltered as possible. So he's able to bring in these wonderful beings and guides, in this case, mainly Trevenardus. There is always a possibility that when you're inquiring about a particular being or a situation, sometimes guides or other ET entities do pop through, for instance, hybrid children. That's been known to happen, and Rob has, at this point, he's channeled hundreds of entities. We don't know, but it's really getting up there. I don't know, would you say? Well, I'll let him neutralize. I think he's probably going up in the 200s now at this point, which you can also see more. That's the reason why we're going to be doing, or we have started doing, been doing these galactic channelings, so we can hear from all the different ET races. I'm going to take a deep breath. Rob is going to be breathing, ohming. I don't know if he wanted me to play a little song to help neutralize. Did you need that, sweetheart?
I got about 2 minutes left before I'm good.
Awesome. Good. Well, a couple of things for those of you that are calling in to ask questions. If you have not already dialed one, please do so now. That basically raises your hand to let me know that you have a question. Also, we have a chat room open. So if you've gone into Blog Talk Radio and you can actually join, have a Blog Talk account for free, and it's very easy, takes about a minute or two to sign up if you want to, but you don't have to in order to listen. But if you want to be able to participate in the chat room, you can do that as well, and you can ask questions there if you're a little more shy. You are welcome to, let me know if you want to be anonymous. So, that's pretty easy, pretty self-explanatory. And like Rob said, there are a fewer callers on tonight because people normally expect it to be on first Wednesdays. But we have been really busy, so we had to move it over to Friday. And again, that number to call in is 347-308-8788. You can also call in via Skype through Blog Talk Radio if you prefer to go through Skype.
Sorry about that. That was a bit disturbing for some of you, I'm sure.
That was just him drinking water.
Yeah. I'm almost done.
Okay. You're funny. All right, guys. You know what? I think I'm going to play a little tune so that we can all get a little bit neutralized. And let's see, what do we have here? This is a beautiful one. Let me find a shorter song, actually, for you guys, so that when Rob comes back, he'll be wonderfully neutralized, and we will be ready to go. You'll hear him oming, and then we'll bring Trev and Ardeth right in. We love you guys. Stay tuned.
There was momentum.
we're back. Just to let you know, that was Freeman, Aaron Freeman on a solo album, who was half of a group called Ween until they broke up in 2010. And recently, this year, United for their comeback, one of my favorite bands. And Aaron Freeman and his group gave us permission to use that, the song for our network's purposes, and it's beautiful. Esoteric song. The sound quality has been degraded on Blog Talk. If you ever get a chance to put in Freeman and then the name Freeman for the album, you'll find a beautiful album online in which Aaron Freeman shares openly, and it is beautiful, and it is esoteric, and it is deep, and it is meaningful. So thank you guys for joining. Before we get started, I always tell everyone a little bit about the process we're moving through to get this channeling to come through, not just through me in the best way possible, but for you in the best way possible. What I mean by this is that when I channel these entities and you ask them a question, what occurs, the mechanisms that happen, is they are going to read your energy as you're asking a question. So let's say, hi, I have a question about my job. So the part of your energy that creates job energy or the energy you're talking about gets activated in you as you're speaking on it, as you're focusing on it. That gives them the opportunity to look at that energy. And sometimes when you're talking about that, your guides are connecting to it, or entities in your oversoul, hybrid children, any of those things can connect to that energy. So they extract the energy, they inspect the information, they look at it, and then they reflect it back in the way that their perception allows them to extract and to reflect. And basically why I tell anyone this is because this is a very important part of your own reflection. If you're asking that question with a lot of anxiety and a lot of nervousness, then they're picking up that energy and can only reflect back in the manner you give. So the more lined up you are, the more less resistance that you have within yourself, and the more excited you are, the better these answers come back to you. So let's all take one great collective breath. Inhale all the way, and nice and out, and just get into that mode of being relaxed, excited, or happy, and we will move forward from there. So I'm going to take one more drink of water, guys, and then I'm going to meet all of you on the other side of the channeling. For those of you who don't know what I mean by see on the other side, I am a trance channeler and I go in very deep, so I won't be talking with you guys, just Trevin Hart, if will. All right, let's take that drink of water and we're going to jump right in, guys. If you're wanting to ask a question and you have not dialed one on your phone or Skype, please do so Karina knows that you are in line for a question. Otherwise, she'll just think you're someone waiting on the sidelines listening in. Love you guys so much, Karina. Without you, this show is never what it could be, and I'm so grateful to have you give your time and energy to this with me. Thank you.
Oh, sweetheart, I love you. We definitely couldn't have the show without you.
Oh, well, it takes a village to raise reptilian hybrid and the Nevian blue baby. So let's do this together, guys.
And again, that number to call in, guys, is 347-308-8788. You can call in on your phone, on your computer, on Skype. You can also log in the chat room and ask your questions there. You hear some breathing and oming. He's connecting now. Thank you.
Greetings to all. This is Ardif, that is R-I-D-I-F, and this is a spell. We know that many of you have queries within this evening, but before we stand within the energy of the query, we must express both our greetings to Kalina, but also our own introductions. Greetings, Kalina.
Hey, Ardif, thank you so much for being here. That's my...
Yes, it is a great pleasure, and knowing above all things, exactly in the same frame we would express to all who are listening now, in this now moment, or a future version of the now moment, you are loved is the greatest and most important concept for us to share in our own perception. Now first, we look into this concept of what the collective consciousness has been introduced with or hearing about your own galactic collective consciousness and the history that lies within. This has been a very interesting topic amongst many of you. There have been a great deal to express about certain wars in the matter or disruptions within the galactic consciousness that have not been shared thoroughly with humanity, that many question about but do not take to the tongue due to the fact that they are worried about what the answers perhaps will bring, or even more so, do not wish to incite fear in others. So let us step in ever so briefly, just dipping the toes within the water of the concepts of the Orion Wars. Now, understand, this consciousness is directly linked to your own consciousness. Many of you who have incarnated in this Earth cycle were once incarnated into the areas of the galaxy that were affected. And let us assure you, the entirety of the galactic consciousness was either connected to or directly experiencing the Orion Wars. Why do they call these consciousness the Orion Wars? Well, many of the battling positions were taken within your constellation that you call Orion. These were not galactically known as the specific Orion Wars. That is just a term used to humanity to explain the time frame and era in which it was occurring. But let us give you more perhaps a galactic name. Now there's literally thousands of names written into galactic archives, with some of the most common being Anantu, Dara, or even the Kretions, and in some other foreign tongues, also known as the Amahin or Sharin. Now, we look at all of those names, and they represent the same energy. But let us share with you the start or the beginning of the reason for this galactic war that happened so very far and distant in the galactic history, before your own star, the Sun, was created. Looking back into this consciousness, we link back to a species or a race that we have spoken frequently about, that Trevor Yitney has spoken even more so about, and that tends to be the race known to you as the ancient reptilian consciousness. Now, understand that these entities came from what most of you perceive as a higher matrix. That is the terminology we would use for this. But in our own perception, what we could also call this is a higher density level above the universal consciousness you understand. Now, we do not mean to confuse terms or to continue using different terminology, but we are trying to touch the knowing in all of you. Some of you call this parallel universe. Some of you call this a different version of this universe. Some of you call it a higher dimension. We do not care what you call it. In our perception, it is all the same. In our perception, when you express what a matrix is, it is the exact copy of this universe, just in higher form. Higher form meaning more connection to creator consciousness. For most of you who look in the Archangel realm, that is the 13th matrice, that is the highest consciousness available, that is direct connection to creator source and all things. When you look at the Earth consciousness, you are looking at fifth matrix. That means you are four levels above a dead version of the universe, one where no life grows upon it, but you are also many beneath the concept of where you are directly connected to source energy. So in the same frame, we express that these ancient reptilians come from the sixth matrix. They come because in the sixth matrix, the evolution of the entirety of the universal structure was no longer able to be affected by these entities. In our own matrix, you would look at these entities to be six-density beings, but we assure you, although they are six-density beings, they are the longest existing race in the knowledge of history. In all of our galactic archives looked upon, we cannot find a race that is older than these. These entities come from another matrices, outliving all of the life within the galaxy still to this day. And those entities came into this matrix to express a certain version of their evolution that they desired to impress upon not only this galaxy, but many other galaxies surrounding the local community. Some that are very distant from even your own known philosophy of what the universe is. But eventually they come to this galaxy. This is where they have found a very great way to put their own energy inward. Now, as we express this, we do not wish to convey the concepts of fear, frustration, and we will wrap that up in the inn if you allow us to express more detailed information. As these entities come into the new matrix, as they come into the new galactic consciousness, they start showing their own way of evolution. Now understand, sixth density, all the way from the type 1, who is connected directly to source, or at least understands its connection to source, is very different from a type 2, who refuses or cannot perceive the connection it has with that source energy. So in that scope, you are looking at the ancient reptilians as the most malevolent type 2 energies, ones who are very disconnected and know their disconnection. In fact, the disconnection is what helps them thrive. But most of you say, sixth density is such a large consciousness. How can something that has evolved in this manner end up being such terrible or negative beings? Well, let us share with you, evolution is evolution. It does not matter in which way it is polarized. It does not matter in which way the energy or wind blows. Evolution is evolution. It grows in one way or the other. The oversoul, the non-physical beings that exist from seventh density upward do not see bad or good. It is only a perception for us who are physical in nature. They do not see the concept of connected or disconnected. The seventh density oversoul and planetary consciousness, along with galactic consciousness, only see experience as validity. They only see experience to be had or experience to be needed. So that is how sixth density entities can end up being a type 2 malevolent. So in their own breath of air, in their own desire to evolve, they also understand greatly the secrets of the universe. They use that for their own needs. In the understanding and knowing of this, they also know that if allowed continued in an evolution in the consistent manner of all things in the sixth matrix, that they would not be able to stay living too long, that their cycle had ended long ago, but they continue to find ways to funnel energy of one sort or another back into their looping incarnation cycle to continue not only their physical existence, but also the incarnation cycle of the entirety of their race. So what is it that they use to do this? It is a very different scope of energies. Before, in six matrices, they would use the entire nature of a star. They would use all of the fuel within that to put into their technology to allow them to stay separate from source. They used fear afterwards, and that is why they no longer could exist in the sixth matrix. No entities were fearing them at all. This gave them very little promise of existing longer. So they use their technology and infinite wisdom to come through the matrix, the entire race. Now, what a feat this was is unexplainable for the majority of human consciousnesses to understand. This, in any system, had never done before. There are consciousnesses, un- or non-physical beings, that could traverse through matrices, even one or two entities at a time, but never the entirety of a race. It is difficult. It is energetically difficult. It is physically next to impossible. But beings, so crafty as they were and full of wisdom that they had achieved from living a cycle that was much longer than any before, they traversed into this matrix. Now, using that same fear technique, where they would scare others, and by scaring or helping them become disconnected, that energy in itself could be used as a usable and tangible force of energy to help incarnate their own reincarnation cycle. So they continued, and they have continued. And leading up into the Orion Wars, coming into this galaxy, they already saw implements of separation, and they used it well. We will continue expressing more of your own galactic history consciousness as we speak further and later, but we decided to understand the need for all of you and the desire for all of you to understand a bit more about where the entirety of that conflict and war started from, where the birthing place of it existed. And we will share with you, finally, the concept of why we do not wish for this to cause fear or panic. Although these entities have used fear as a cycle, they have always ran out of places to go. That is why they no longer exist on the other side of this universe. That is why they no longer exist in galaxies that, in our perception, are somewhat close in the cluster of variety. In that way, they come here, and they come here because of all of the consciousnesses who are still playing along with this idea. Humanity is a great symbol of consciousness, expressed and exploded out and through the galaxy, showing your immersion of defeating your own inner fear. You have seen your history of your known history on your planet. Long ago, many of you were much fearful, much more fearful than what you are now. Many of you were much more subdued than what you are now. You are waking up. And what this means is that either ancient reptilian, human, or any other consciousness can no longer feed upon you, unless your own will to give in either fear, anger, hatred, or frustration. You can no longer continue feeding them. And once you achieve this great awakening in your own mind and heart, accepting and loving the consciousness within you and then about you, you cut off the line of food for all those who seek it in that format. So we wish to give you on that high note. You are all doing quite well in finding yourself. And continuing this process means that your reality will shift out of a reality that co-creates with those who would use your energy likewise. So in that format, congratulations for creating your own reality and now desiring a brand new one to exist in. We will take your queries at your leisure.
Thank you, Artis. And I just wanted to respond to that. That's very incredible. I was curious, based on what you said, does that mean that, for instance, some of the malevolent reptilians might be going into a different matrix or finding other entities to feed upon so they can co-create that experience? Is that in the talks and the works now as the Earth Collective, the human collective, wakes up to all of this?
As your people and Earth Collective consciousness progress, you will see less of them co-creating in this area, but you will already see a change. Now understand, ancient reptilian consciousness is not only that of ancient reptilians. Yes, there are larger groups of the entities that in their perception are purebred or pure, unadulterated physical consciousness that is connected to their own race. But there are also thousands of sub-races throughout the galactic consciousness. Many of the reptilian consciousness upon this galaxy is either energetically or physically connected through DNA to these entities. That is why there is such a bend of consciousness towards fear when it comes to reptilian energy. All of the hundreds of millions of years past, the hundreds and hundreds of billions of years, using numbers that are too large for human reference, in consciousness of years backwards, reptilian energy has affected humanoid consciousness more so than any other, but has always remained within that energy. But now you see, in this now moment, even the one race that is considered to be purebred by their own standards is having groups breaking apart from the larger group. In our perception, through all of our archival history, we have never seen one of their own direct bloodlines leaving. Now they are subgrouping and subcategorying thousands of different parts of different races are separating from what they would perceive as their alliance. It is no longer the one strong, dominating force that was there before, that kept many of not only the humans on Earth, but humans across the galaxy in fear. Now they are dissolving. Some are going into their own version of malevolent type 2s, where they only look at their own power structures, but many of them are starting to move towards the middle or even benevolent type 2s. Some desire so wholly and dearly a transition to type 1 that they are working diligently upon this now. So you see, this energy is less effective upon your reality and will continue to do so until there is no longer needed co-creation within. And in your Earth's human collective consciousness, by the time that your race in general has mastered the entirety of their heart, they will no longer need that co-creation.
Oh, gosh, that is so beautiful. Thank you for sharing that, Aradu.
Yes, you're quite welcome.
And I also want to say hello to Trevi in there, and that we love you also, Trev. And
Treble Yitzni. Yes, and Treble Yitzni sends all of his love to all of you.
Mm-hmm. All right, and just so you guys know, I'm going to start taking calls and questions from the chat room. And feel free to ask for either Trevor or Aradu if they don't get their feelings hurt, whoever you choose. They love you guys. I know because they've told me this themselves many times. Isn't that right, Aradu?
Yes, we are not frustrated, upset, or our feelings hurt for those of you who resonate with one consciousness more so than the other. We understand not only is that your free will right to do so, but we would hope that your preference is slighted towards a consciousness that you feel more resonant with. That is the way to explore your heart more diligently.
Nice. All right. And with that, let's go ahead and open up the lines. So our first caller for the night is area code 913. Who do we have with us this evening?
Hi, this is Jake.
Can you hear me? Jake, you said?
Yes.
Hello. How are you this evening?
Good. How are you?
I am wonderful. Very excited to be here tonight. Do you have a question for Trevor Aradu?
My question is about a career change or a business prospect.
Yes, and in this career concept, what is it that you are doing in this moment? You do not have to give a specific, but what style of energy are you in this moment as you are feeling your own jobs now, the one that you are feeling through in this moment?
Can you repeat the question? I can barely hear that.
Yes, what we are saying is that when you are in the job that you are in now, we must feel your energy connect to that job more so. So we wish for us to express to you that if you give us 3 to 4 expression words of the job that you are in with it now, it will connect us more so to the energy of it so we may perceive this concept with more ease.
Right now, nothing is working. I don't like the job.
Yes, we understand, and this gives us a great deal to work upon. When you are working through this consciousness, you see that frustration, you see the knowing that there is something more to do. Now, as cliche or as general as this sounds, it is always quite true. When you are looking at what excites you in your own personal life, whether it be something that you perceive as something that can build your financial quality or not, we would suggest that you place your energy and time into this. Now, this is the most difficult concept with many humans when it comes to this. What I enjoy to do is considered a hobby. It is not something I feel that I can make money upon, or it is something in which I must invest time or money in order to achieve the ability to start making money upon this. And that causes them frustration, fear, anxiety about where their next financial compensation will come from. What we suggest when we say working in that excitement is this: allowing that universal consciousness to help you co-create the experience and trusting that it will do accordingly what it is you desire, and all of the experiences that you have will be the ones that are necessary for you to co-create, then pathways open up more so. Now, we give an example that Trevor Yitney has shared with us long ago, that an entity that was human in nature, just as you were speaking through Rob's physical body, as Trevor Yitney connected to him, they worked upon the idea of the job. He was in fear because his leg was broken. He was also not having a connection with his wife and children. He was also hating the job in which he was in and worried that after this near-death experience, after having, as he would express, something jolted within him, making him desire no longer to hold on to that that he hates, that he would have to go back, and that would be what happened. After several months within the hospital with the broken legs, he started to rehabilitate. He started to connect with his wife and children on a better level. The fear of death caused them to desire more time. His own heart and change connected and co-created that. And the longer that he was there, he met friends through the physical therapist and became great connections and friends. And through all of this time of both loving his children and wife and spending time with his new friend, he was excited about life. He did not care what happened next week or what happened the week before. He was in that now moment. After over 1 month period of time, a new roommate comes in. He becomes friendly and connects with that entity. This entity owned a job, and this person was in sales, but the person was selling something that this other person in question was completely passionate about, offered him a new job once he healed, which he could work from home from, connecting with the children and wife, making approximately four times as much money. And all of that happened because his excitement, his willingness to stay in the now and not look forward in worry or backwards in regret, allowed the optimal doors to open, the optimal energy to appear. And after Rob had spoken to this entity several months later, as he expressed to Rob how great his co-creation was, he took Trevor Yitney's advice, which was, stay in this now moment. Do not look so far ahead. Only exist in that what excites you, and the doors will open. That is what we suggest to you. If you allow yourself to worry too far about what is ahead, or too far about what is behind, it will knock your center off of the now moment. You will disperse your energy in both the past and the future, not giving you enough to manifest with in that moment. So, get into your excitement. Place your energy, time, and your own actions within those excitements, and you will find more doors open, and that will give you your answer that you desire, and it works well with all human consciousnesses. We thank you.
I wanted to ask Chick a question, if I may. Would that be all right?
Yes, this is acceptable.
Well, I was also wondering if Chick was, is that okay if I ask you a question?
Sure.
Do you know in your heart what it is that you're wanting to do or to manifest?
Yes, I have. I'm working on a business, and I was just looking to see if Treb could, I mean, I would have got to read my energy and see where I'm at. Actually, that was one of the questions.
Yes, within the starting of your business, that business is your excitement. So going into that, if you are not focused upon what is going to happen next, we understand starting the business creates some worry and frustration in all humans. Doing that, there is the question, will I be able to get the work I desire? Will I be able to fulfill the work if it gets to be too much? Will I be able to keep the customers, etc.? So in your own work, we see that if you allow that energy to be removed, if you allow yourself to focus only on the part of that job that truly excites you, and if you work on the part of staying in that now moment, you will succeed within that. We see with probabilities, four of them. In two of them, it is a very, very successful financial. The third is one in which you are adequately successful in the mindset of your own perception. The fourth is the one that we see will lead you to another business complex idea altogether. So in all four of them, you are gaining a financial success if you are able to drop these. And what we mean specifically by allowing yourself only to do the part of that job that excites you is this. There are many entities who would do an expressive job such as sales. They love talking to people, dealing with people, but they do not wish to fill out paperwork. That part makes them very angry and frustrated. So when their energy is in that moment in the paperwork, it becomes highly frustrating and it knocks their energy of manifestation out. So if there is one aspect or attribute of your company that you are trying to create that you do not wish to exist in, then find another entity whose passion matches within that area of your business.
Absolutely, or even a computer, and Rob's in my case for the scheduling.
Yes.
We have the automated system. Yes, well, I wish you lots and lots of success and love in your adventure.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. We'll be sending you lots of success and love your way.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You are loved.
Oh, all right. We have a question. From the written question, and it might sound like a trick question, but it's not. This is in all seriousness. But I'll read the first part, and then as you answer, I will give a little more information on what led to this question. So this is a question that says, what is the true shape of the Earth?
Yes, when you are looking at the shape of the Earth, we understand there is actually a controversy about this upon the Earth Collective. There are many entities who are perceiving the flat world concept, also entities who perceive the hollow world concept. Now let us allow you a very specific nature answered. In the majority of you, that Earth perception is quite round, as you would feel the experience of. But some of you are coming in to a reality in where that is contestable. And in most of those entities, it goes backwards and forwards. Now understand, how can this be? How can the world both be round, flat, or maybe one of both? And this is not a trick answer either. It is showing you the capability of mastery, of manifestation that all of you carry. Although you can co-create with others who perceive something different, this is allowed within your belief systems. Each one of you are truly independently building the entirety of your own creation. So what this means is that if you are one who believes that the Earth is flat and you connect with other consciousnesses and feel within your heart that now I am not willing to live in an existence where there is disagreeal, it must be this. I am 100% invested. You will find yourself finding more and more entities that believe the same. You will find scientists who agree with this. You will find the collective consciousness changing their mind, reverting back to that concept from what they once came from. And by doing this, literally, you are going to a different reality. The versions of all those entities that you love and hold dear will also go with you in that way. But as a version of the rest of the entities upon this planet that perceive it to be round, are going to stay in that reality. You are that strong of a creator Now, if we are to ask in this reality for all those whose ears are attached to this instrument in this moment or any future moment, it is quite spherical. That is because all of you have agreed it is. All of you exist within a matrix construct and also universal and planetary collective consciousness construct that agree that all things that are created come from the spherical energy. You look at the atomic structure, it is spherical. You look at the stars, they are spherical. You look at the concept of how galaxies are formed, and yet again, they are spherical. So in that essence, now the collective consciousness, the projections of your consciousness agreed upon is a spherical nature. But some of you who feel the resistance in that answer, if you put enough energy in your own self, you'll find yourself going towards a reality in which it is flat. And we thank you.
Thank you. And just to add what he said, because I thought it would be more pure to read the first initial question. I will read it to you. I see you reaching for some water, so
yes.
Please feel free to take a sip. He also, because he's very, I know this person quite well, and is very intuitive, and he was getting some insight within himself where he says Earth is not really, you know, as people endearingly call it, the blue marble. He says it doesn't rotate, and the sun is a spotlight that circles in various patterns on a non-spherical or flattish Earth, which of course was completely different from my reality. I said something similar to what you had said, but I was curious, you know, what you thought about if maybe he was seeing some other reality or some other matrix or something, as you'd mentioned. Could you maybe talk about what he was seeing, why he was seeing that?
His interest is piqued into this concept. It rings a bell of resonance within him. There are reasons for that. He has had non-transitional conscious connection to incarnation cycles previously to the one in which he existed in this universal structure, in this co-created consciousness, in this matrix level. In that creation, the laws of physics were much different. Mm. Being from a different universal structure, it will be different. Tapping in to one fraction of energy within his own consciousness that experienced all planetary consciousness being of that nature, flat, and less holographic and more projected and man-made. That universal structure, that tiny sliver and fraction of energy that is left in residual energy within his oversoul, was activated. This gives him a very great opportunity to build an entire new revelation of structure, an entire new revelation of creation within his own consciousness. If he truly places this energy into a place of consciousness that 100% invests, then we guarantee you his twin soul will find him the reality that is fitting for him. We thank you.
Thank you. That's amazing. Would that suggest also that, you know, some hundreds of years ago when we were still believing, you know, both the collective was believing the world was flat, does that mean we were in... were we in a universe or sharing consciousness where it was in fact flat, and then it was introduced that it's like, what is the meaning? Like, how does that relate to now? Like,
now, understanding these are two different concepts. When you are looking into the past, what you are looking at is a group of entities who were given lack of information, which disallowed them or unallowed them to understand, because they have no reference but their own perceptionary capability. In that essence, the world itself was still round, as is the laws of physics in your universe, but was not experienced to be so. So what does that mean? That means to all of the human entities, the perception was that it is flat. What I am saying about this entity is he existed in a reality where in fact and in perception, the entirety of the planet was flat. By setting its own propositional concept within the personage who creates that concept, is able to create a version just as their own thoughts, What we mean by this is this. Let us more simply explain it in this concept, in this matrix of ideas. Each one of you have a thought. Some of you have written stories or created screenplays or have done something creative, painting, drawing, any of these concepts. The more energy that you put into it, the more reality you create from it. The versions of flatness that come from the entity's perceptions allow and give more validity to realities in which it does occur in this way.
Wow.
The same is occurring for the entity you are speaking of. As he perceives this, as he finds the ring of truth from previous incarnation cycles outside of this universal structure, it builds that reality, both in thought form, energetic form, and through the essence of his twin soul, allowing him to, if he desires and places much more energy within following and pursuing that concept, will then be allowed to transfer through his twin soul essence to a reality more befitting of his belief systems. All of you are that powerful of a creator, all of you. Exist with the capability within yourself to manifest such great heights of change. And when we say that you can one day live on an earth that is flat after living on one for several billion years that is round, this should show you that changing your perception on government, changing your perception on how you treat family and friends is not that hard in comparison. Although experientially, it can be 10 times more difficult. We thank you.
That is truly incredible. Wow. Oh, thank you so much, Arida.
Yes, you are quite welcome.
I wanted to, for some of our new listeners, could you quickly define twin soul, so they might not be confused about what you mean by twin soul.
Yes, and we will give this only a short reference, as we have talked about it in length throughout many different occurrences. There is an oversoul. There are 144,000 of them within the Earth collective consciousness. Each one of them fractalizes its own consciousness in order to take numbers and account for every single entity that has existed from the beginning of the Earth Collective, when it was only rock, all the way to when you would perceive the Earth to no longer exist physically. 144,000 larger portions that distributed itself to every life form that ever existed or ever will. Great numbers are put into these 144,000, but in that essence, the Oversoul carries all of them. Now, in the 144,000 Oversouls that existed, when coming to this Earth, knowing the spectrum of consciousness that could be experienced within their new creation, they allowed for a mechanism that would allow them to shift violently or even slightly within their own creation. When they put their own consciousness from a large fractal consciousness as the Oversoul to a smaller fractal consciousness such as human or rabbit or tree, they knew that the spectrum of change could be large. So in a mitosis state, they divided, creating 288,000 Oversoul-like structures. The Oversouls, the one that we have labeled Oversouls, the original inhabitants of your Earth collective consciousness, are the ones in which send fractals to experience. You yourself are one fraction of an Oversoul. But all of the parallel versions of yourself that are not in focus in this moment are within those Oversouls' mitosis state, those entities that are connected through the twin soul. So in that experience, as you are perceiving what an Oversoul is, and you perceive what a twin soul is, the twin soul is only a place that creates an infinite amount of probabilities in order for you to shift. You hear that you create your own existence. You hear that several times within a second you are shifting your vibration, therefore shifting the version of Earth that you are on. One day, if you love ice cream, and the next day you refuse to eat dairy and become vegan, you must shift your vibration. In shifting the vibration, we need a mechanism to pull that existence in. That is what Twin Soul does. It creates those overages, those parallel versions of you, in order to experience and focus upon them. Now, it is much more extensive than this, and we have expressed some of these concepts within our speaking, and Rob has also spoken of some of these, and we'll continue to speak more so in his Density Masterclass versions, so that he may share more insightful information. We believe that in his own connection to the concept of Density Masterclasses, he has spoken once about incarnation cycles. We believe there is a great deal to learn for all of you about this there.
Absolutely. Thank you. Pardon my laughing, that little comment on the sudden vegan, that's kind of how I went. So.
Yes. And we use this for a great example's sake.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right. Well, we are going to go on to our next caller. Here. We have the 512 area code. Who do we have with us this evening?
Hi, Kalina. This is Eric.
Hi, Eric. How are you?
I'm perfect. How are y'all?
We are good. Do you have a question for Ardiff Latra?
I have a question for Ardiff.
Yes.
So, yeah, Ardiff, speaking on behalf of my first contact group, my question, and it's about first contact, and what are going to be some of the well, we have an appointment for 8-8 of this year, August 8th, for some kind of physical interaction, but when we start, you know, interacting more, what's going to be some of the limitations? I mean, will they take us to places? Is there going to be a restriction on space, how far they can go, and time? Like, can you go backwards in time? If you can answer that.
Yes. First of all, there are no limitations on consciousness. Now, there are experience limitations in your physical reality, but the majority of them have to do with either your own experiences of beliefs or your own interpretation of how the universe structure works. Now, contact is very much a personal connection. Each one of you who have contacted entities telepathically or physically understood that you have only done this while you are either alone or with those befitting your vibrational quality. So in that essence, as you perceive, you are only able to create with those who are consistent with your vibrational settings. So in that essence, we always suggest first tone yourself and tune yourself directly for contact, and then only co-create with those who are larger in that area of excitement than yourself or equal to. When you are working with others, even if their excitement seems to be high, they may also carry belief systems that are difficult. Belief systems saying, although I have never experienced seeing a UFO, I believe it's possible. That is much different than going into someone with lesser excitement, but knowing in their heart, I will see, without any doubt, a UFO within my life, and I believe it could be in this moment. The person with lesser, what most of you would perceive, excited energy, is more likely to see the craft, and it's because their belief systems are more open to it. Now, we understand that is not necessarily a part of your question, but nonetheless, it is as important to impart upon you. Now, looking into that concept, are they able to take you to other planets backwards in time? Yes, they have the technology and capability to do that. Many thousands of races that connect to humans have the capability, but in less likelihood it would be to carry 10, 20, or 30 humans at once, unless the vibration of the group was perfect. By achieving that, then it is possible to have 2 to 3 is more likely, but yet still the one person is most likely. More consciousness is being integrated into your lower fractal self from your higher fractal consciousness, your higher self, as you would see this. So as you are doing that, your telepathy will open more, your belief systems, again, will open more. And the more that this occurs, the more likely you are able to experience this. The reason that the majority of entities do not come onto the earth in mass with large groups and give their own experiences to them in that way is one of two reasons. Type 1 entities do not believe in interference. We will not step upon your toes of free will. If we do, then we believe we are hurting you. And right now, the collective consciousness does not want full disclosure. It does not want connection to ET races. Although it is leaning more towards this every day, right now it still will cause fear, discombobulation with religious beliefs. So in that essence, you are looking at that in general. Then there is the type 2 entity, ones who are more benevolent. They will come down, but not in accordance if they believe either you or they will be put in harm's way. Many entities come onto this planet. If they are not those who are known and connect to the government, they will not allow that, and the government will try to fire missiles or chase them with helicopters. And by doing so, they automatically know it is better not to go down. And then there are type 2s who are more towards the mid to malevolent level. Some of them are working in Earth, but not in the way that most of you would desire to create a face-to-face meeting with. In that way, even if they are coming through, they are not experiencing such an enlightening concept as what you would do. So working through that concept first must be appropriate. It is less likely to receive one who is more willing to give you information and energy as a part of growth and expansion for both you and all of the race, as it would be to meet one who only is visiting you for their purpose, to examine, to experience what it is within your physical things. All of those things that some human consciousnesses have reported within your community, those are the ones that are most likely to be in contact now. So working with your beliefs, knowing it is possible, knowing that you only desire to create with those who are willing to take you backwards into time or to look within their ship to other planets, try to work on that concept, building your belief system open towards that experience with more benevolent type 2 entities, and then you are more likely to co-create with it. And we thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Eric, for your call. We'll move on to our next caller. We have the 505 area code with us. Who do we have with us this evening?
Hello.
505,
Hello, are you there?
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Kalina. Hi. How are you? This is
good.
Lisa.
How are you?
I'm all right.
Is this Clarabelle we're hearing? Or?
Excuse me?
Who is this we have with us this evening?
This is Melissa.
Oh, thank you. Welcome. Do you have a question for our artist, Rochelle?
Yes, please, for either or. I have a question for them, for one of them. It is, how do you see my energy, and what can I do to improve my energy? That is the question.
Yes, first of all, greetings. And second of all, we wish to express to you that in your energy, what we see is a great human consciousness who is expanding and working within their own constraints of releasing constraints. And what we mean by this is Earth collective consciousness feels very limited. But in that same strain of consciousness, in the same line of energy, you are all very unlimited. So working within that energy itself, it is a very great consciousness to be able to work forward in. What we see within your own energy, if you are perceiving what we see as you as a consciousness, we see you as beautiful and wonderful and pure essence of consciousness and love. But if you are looking at how we perceive your energy and the way it flows compared to the maximum capacity that it can flow, we will express this. When we express that you are working with your energy and that there are issues within your second, third chakra and throat chakra, we do not mean that you are defunct. We do not mean that you are out of alignment. What we mean is those are the areas in which energy does not flow at its maximum capacity capable. And in that essence, you are not alone. You are one of 7 billion approximate entities that have one area or more of resistance within their flow. So reminding yourself not to take that information to use to beat yourself with, but only to enhance your experience is where we will start. Secondly, what we can express is working within your third chakra will give you a great deal of healing within your second also. Your heart chakra is the center of your chakra experience. That area is what allows you to love others, to not judge others, to connect your energy with others most intimately. By working on that chakra and sending love to yourself and to others, it will help flow your third chakra. But there is also some more work about how you are perceiving your own self. When you are looking at the concept more deeply of how you are perceiving the nature of who you are, there is a bit of a struggle. Although we understand that you know that you are a true consciousness in a physical body, that you are a part of creator consciousness, there is still questions, and those questions are the normal human questions. What am I able to do if I am not a friend or a mother or a lover? What am I able to do if I am not one who works at a job and creates money? All of these assignmental questions that are within all of the human collective run within you. So working on that sense of self, seeing what you believe you truly are, who you believe that you truly are, will help work your second chakra also. So the third chakra will allow you to move more so into your second. Now going up to the throat, this area is one that many consciousnesses have. It is difficult for them to speak to others about the true nature of their feelings and thoughts. What we can suggest to you about this is try to work more diligently when you feel hurt by another, when you feel as if someone is not being fair with you. First, examine your thoughts. Remind yourself you are creating so you do not lie too heavily within the victimary consciousness or the victimized consciousness, but then express your feelings. All of the emotions that you have are not incorrect. Whether you feel hatred, anger, or murderous rage, those are not wrong emotions. To act upon certain one of them are, but to feel it is only an expression of your consciousness telling you where there is resistance within yourself. So allow those feelings at first. When you are hurt, express that to the entity who hurts you. When you feel the non-fairity of the communication, express that also to the entity. Tell them how you are feeling. It will help your energy in the throat chakra more so. Also, when it comes to learning, watch your own connection to that process. There is a great process that all of you use that is different from another, but all based towards the same process of learning. Watch your process. See what is within your process that allows you to prejudge something. That energy of prejudgment will affect both the throat chakra and third eye chakra as it comes into you. So work exclusively on expressing what is in the heart to your mouth, but also seeing how you are processing the intake of wisdom. And these all will help you quite greatly. And we thank you. You are loved.
Yes, you are. Thank you so much, Melissa, for your call. And we have a couple of chat questions for Trev.
Yes, we will bring Trev or Yitney in quite immediately.
Thank you.
Yes.
Hi, Trev.
Yes, good evening, Kalina.
Good evening. How are you doing this evening?
Yes, I'm doing very well.
All right, well, we have a couple of questions for you. How many extraterrestrials live on Earth, and are they changelings?
Yes, first of all, there are truly a great deal of entities that live upon the Earth as humans. In that essence, there are many different races. Now, we are not able to see the physical characteristics of all of the entities. We are only able to see more energy than physical. And in that essence, of the energetic nature of these consciousnesses, we are able to then place an idea of what and who they are within their energy, just as when we see a human's energy in a non-physical way, we know that they are human.
Yes, I'm sorry to, I believe I misheard the question a little bit. I believe he meant in the Earth. How many extraterrestrials live in Earth and are they changelings? That totally changes the meaning. I believe that's what he meant.
Yes! In this concept, as you are thinking, those who dwell underground, or some of you would perceive as Middle Earth, changes the context quite
largely. I know, I'm like, oh gosh, that really changes the meaning.
Yes!
That's just the reason that both were red, though, so do continue.
Yes! Let us first express that in the concept of those who live either underground or in bases, as you would know, these entities are ones who either work hand in hand with groups of humans in order to achieve more technology that is secret in nature, or to connect to concepts that are more deeply exciting to the humans who work with them. In that essence, the majority of these entities are what you would perceive to be gray entities, gray hybrid entities, or reptilian or reptilian hybrid entities. In that essence, the variance of these will depend upon the changeling concept. Most entities believe that there are Earth reptilian consciousnesses that are able to shapeshift within their own ability. And although this can be very true in the nature of their experience, it is not as much as some humans believe it to be, as technology or holographic technology. It is more so the concept of the way that you are experiencing them becomes changed. In the Earth reptilian energy, the version of them that you perceive is changed due to the fact of their higher density nature, although you perceive them to be lower vibrationally, or at least some humans perceive it to be lower vibrationally, they do exist once you change from third to fourth density. They change from fourth to fifth. So now when you see them, you'll either see them as perhaps the concept or concept of a non-physical or semi-physical being, or even as what some of you would call a ghost or apparition. And in that essence, you are not always seeing them physically, so as their energy changes, that version of them will change. But there are also some of them who are more highly psychic or more highly telepathic in nature. Those entities are using what you would call a cloak screen of telepathic waves. This allows them to protect their own physical nature or physical structure in the way that they are perceived by others, because they are tapping into your perceptionary telepathic nature and changing. But let us express that there are many different reptilians who have changeable energies. Some of them work with the concept of physically morphing the physical body in an instantaneous way. Some of them are using technology in order to place what you would call perhaps a holographic version of themselves on. Mm-hmm. And others are so highly psychically trained that they are able to tap into your pineal gland and give you more essence of DMT, which makes you see different things, what most of you would perceive as hallucinate, although many of you understand it is not hallucination. So in that context, there are several thousands of these entities across the entirety of the United States, but there are several tens of thousands throughout the world.
That is amazing.
Yes!
I had ended up asking the, now I know you probably can't give a specific number that would change, that would ask for extraterrestrials on Earth, extraterrestrials among us. What can you share about that, since it was, and as we know, there are truly no accidents. So now we're all going to know. Could you give us a little information on that before I read the next question?
Yes, there are entities that are living upon Earth in within your society, walking around amongst many of you, but these are much less numbers, lesser than thousands, more towards several hundred or even piercing the 1,000 area. And in that concept, these entities are from many different races for many different reasons. Some to learn more intimately about humans, some to experience trade with humans, much as the ones who are underground, but wish to do it more publicly. Many of these entities are using similar technologies, or they are connected to the hybrid program and look so much like humans, they are indistinguishable. So in that concept, you have a great array. But what would you expect from a planet who also has a great spectrum or array ability?
Absolutely. Now, were you counting the hybrid living on Earth that can pass as humans also in this, or is that a totally different thing altogether?
Yes, this is a totally different concept.
That's
we are speaking of hybrids, but not the hybrid children program that is connected to many of you, where the children are still within space. These two concepts are completely different and separate.
Absolutely. Just had to ask, because we know some people who are, in fact, hybrids. They very much pass.
And yes!
Anyway, let's move on to our next question.
Auditive wishes to step forward.
Sure.
Also, we wish to express to you that we relieve you this evening in love and in light, and we will experience each other again very soon.
Okay, the next question was for you. Was there a reason you needed to...
Yes, Auditive wishes to step forward, so we will express to you good night.
Good night, Trevi. Much love.
Yes, much love to you as well. Good night.
Good night.
We are back without hesitation or delay. This is Auditive. We wish to express that time is coming to the end of our own evening. We must express that we are one question away from disconnecting in this moment.
Oh, I see. Okay, so we just have... yeah, I guess I'll go ahead and read this then. Sorry to those of you guys we couldn't get to. The question was, and this has been asked before, but I'll go ahead and ask again. Is the moon a hologram or an actual alien base?
Yes, in its essence, we have expressed there are three versions of the moon. One in which it is a natural satellite, one in which it is a hologram, and one in which it is the version of the base. Now, we understand, as we have expressed this before, there are many humans who do not like this answer. They are saying, you cannot have it all. It is not an answer if all things are correct. But what we would say from our perception, that all answers being correct is the most plausible and probable, as the nature of the human consciousness is to exchange the version of reality in which they are in, that is much different. Now, let us say that the version in which the moon is in this moment is one in which is a natural satellite, but the natural satellite has had many adjustments throughout millions of years that causes it to be a structure that is more similar to an artificial moon. Now, when you are looking at the moon itself being a rock that is created in formation as a satellite or a natural satellite should be, it is quite well this. But within the opposite side of the moon that comes towards you, the one that you do not see, that version of the moon is created largely with large bases from many different races and many different reasons, and we will not get into those reasons in this evening. But there is also underground layers, and there have been many human consciousnesses that have been there to converse with those consciousnesses that are extraterrestrial in nature. There is even technology that allows them to get there much quicker than what technology they would have you believe that would take several days. So in that essence, you are looking at the entirety of the moon already being explored by mankind thoroughly, both through a telescope and physically, and that version of the Earth and the moon as its partner is the one that the majority of you are experiencing in this moment. Now, knowing that the concept of hologram, knowing the concept of artificial, can be, just as we have expressed previously, one version in which you can exist upon is correct. But for the majority's sake, and to say, to give you the one answer that you desire, looking at as the artificial concept only after being a physical, true creation as a moon, and then being, perhaps it is not proper to say being adjusted, but more so being improved in the mind of the entities who are building and working upon it. That concept perhaps makes it more clear, and we thank you.
Thank you so much, Arda.
We wish to express to you, Kalina, which has been a great treat as always, to connect with you and to express our own concepts, and to express also that you are loved. And it is also the greatest pleasure to speak with each and every one of you who have either interacted directly, energetically, or will interact energetically in a new version of now. We thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Arda.
Yes.
And Trev, you guys are very loved. We love you. And thank you so much for joining us so regularly.
Yes, we wish to express to you it is a great pleasure to both of us. Trevor Yisney again sending his love. We wish to bid you adieu for this evening.
Good night.
Adieu.
Welcome back, sweetie.
All right.
Believe it or not, we were not able to get through all the calls. It was so amazing. In-depth answers.
Wow.
Really great questions.
Oh, do we get a lot of new callers? What are we going on?
We got some chat questions. We got some callers.
Nice.
Didn't get to take as many callers as we normally do, but of course we are going to be back. When is the next time we're going to be back? Are you going to be doing?
I'm going to try to do it not next Wednesday, but the Wednesday. I'm going to try to start doing a call-in show on the first and third Wednesday of every month.
Yeah, because it's been so such a high volume and interest. Every time we think we might be able to get through you, we can't, you know. So, and for some reason, I was thinking we were doing a special two-hour show tonight. So I'm sorry, guys, if I was a little too slow with taking calls and all.
I'm sorry.
Taking my sweet time reiterating. And
I didn't let Trevor Ardiff know that. So they must have assumed otherwise.
Ardiff is smart. He knows exactly, you know, where you are physically and everything. But that means, guys, you won't have to wait as long. It won't be a whole painful month for you to wait. We know that you guys wait with great anticipation and excitement.
My whole concept is to work first and third weeks of each month,
mm-hmm.
and then the other weeks to do the call-in shows and guests. But
absolutely.
I just have been working so hard on getting our new system completely set up with you, and also trying to find new outlets for events, because we have four or five upcoming events, and it takes a lot of planning. And
I want to be planning and putting some together for this year too. And just so you guys know, because like we like to have a lot of free stuff out there, then some of the events that are paid for are online, in person. But Rob also does sessions. So if you check out the website etwhisperer.com, there's a wide range of sessions to choose from. But we also like to do these shows and do the call-ins because we understand everybody's in different parts and paths in their life. I know when I was in college, I was eating as healthily as I can. That's all I'll put it. Sometimes I had ramen noodle weeks, I will admit.
Who doesn't?
I don't think
right?
They're vegan now, so I would be SOL. But
who doesn't eat ramen noodles in college, though, really?
right. It's like so cliche. I'm like, oh, it's the only thing I can afford and keep me full for hours. So, but yeah, we love you guys, and we want to be able to be there for all of you guys. But the sessions really are fun. Some people allow us to share their sessions on YouTube, which is really a beautiful thing. And of course, you're not obligated to do it if you have a session, but we are going to be putting a lot more of those out. And so stay tuned for that. And also, like I said, the Valentine's Day surprise that we're going to be having.
Oh,
out.
It's going to be amazing, guys.
It's really,
amazing.
I love it. It's so endearing. Oh, my gosh. If you didn't think our cat was cute,
oh, God,
you're
yeah.
in for a treat with this one.
Yeah.
So,
it's beyond amazing. I want to thank you again, sweetie, again for being the awesomest. Awesomest co-host in the world. I love you.
Thank you for being the most awesome host in the world.
Host with the most.
My sweetie, I love you,
baby, and thank you. Thank you guys.
I love you guys.
So much for coming on today, for listening. We love you guys. We are going to try to get on here on the third Wednesday of this month. Keep your eyes peeled. If you go to facebook.com/ enlightenment.evolution.hour. That's the page for the show. We always put up a link at least an hour or two before the show every Wednesday. So if you keep your eye on that every Wednesday, you'll know whether we've got the show there or not. Also, if you go to Facebook, you can go to my own personal page. I've also got ET Whisper page, Rob Gauthier Channeler page, Trev Channeling page for Trev, and Ardiff for Ardiff, Metatron for Metatron. So there's tons of it. You type in Rob Gauthier, you will see all the pages. Kalina's got her page for the show that she's going to be starting.
We're making it easier. I know last year we kept saying, we're watching EEN.com, and then we never got around to it because, part of it was us being too much of a perfectionist, trying to, like, build.
Yeah,
but
then the channel panel took months.
Oh,
my
gosh.
Father's death when
yeah,
we got back.
It got so in a whirlwind. So I'm like, okay, is this one thing I've learned? Is and this is from the girl who told you about getting the mixer and all the knickknacks and things that I've been like saving up for and all excited about. But I have learned it is really truly about the message and the heart and the communication. And then in the end, if you can do that wonderful, masterful, as close to perfection in this world, then that's great, but not necessary. So I will be getting that website up. Very soon, it will be www.EEN, which stands for Enlightenment Evolution Network, so EEN.com.
EENradio.com.
Oh, it's EENradio.
Yep.
Thank you. Okay. Yes. And that will be up before the end of this month. I will also put in a calendar because I've noticed there's so many energies and things going on for all of us, including a lot of our wonderful radio hosts. They have a lot going on. They've had a lot of events and traveling and excitements of their own, and it would be just so much easier if you guys have access to a calendar of when the shows will be also, when they are doing events that may or may not be related to the show. We just want to have a place where you guys can go.
We have a temporary place right now,
yeah,
and that's facebook.com/ enlightenment. We'll just type in
Enlightenment
Evolution
Network
and the page will pop up.
Yeah, and Rob's is Enlightenment Evolution Hour. Mine's the Earth Experience.
Yeah.
But on Enlightenment Evolution Network, you'll see all the other hosts listed as well. We're going to be revamping all of that this month. So we really look forward to having this incredible, beautiful year with you guys. It feels insanely and wonderfully insanely creative. In comparison to last year, just I don't know about you guys, but it just seems like the energies are just bursting at the seams for change. And
that's what I was gonna say. It's just been a year of change,
incredible.
Nothing but change.
But it's like
amazing, expansive, and
yeah,
fun
and
change.
Breaking all the habits. It's like
yeah.
any of the shackles that you felt that were binding you. And I can tell you, you know, there are days where I'm like, where I feel kind of tired, and then the next day it's like because it's like. We're all processing all of this, but it really, I've noticed a huge difference this year in comparison.
Yeah.
So, you know, be gentle with yourselves. You may have, I can't speak for you, I'm speaking from my own experience. You may have some off days and then other days where you've got so much energy and creativity and expansion, you just don't know what to do with yourself. Well, you do know what to do with yourself. That's the thing, actually, in other words. But, yes, and we, our passion and excitement is to bring all this love, this spiritual energy, this spiritual evolution, to all of you guys whatever we have in our hearts, we want to share with you all because we love you and we feel very, very connected with all of you. You're our family. And we can't wait to hear and experience and see whatever it is and that's in your hearts and your experiences that you want to share with us and with the world.
Absolutely. And I just want to thank you guys for supporting us through a very, very, well, it's not really difficult transition we've had, but energetically and exteriorly,
it's challenging.
Has been very challenging, but rewarding. What I'm getting at is you guys have stuck through us with being all over the place with our energy and our ability to get these shows out every week, and you guys have still stuck with us, and thank you for doing that. We're going to continue to move forward to keeping this a regular show, to getting Kalina's show back on, and to producing high-quality video, audio to match the channeling that is just brilliant and amazing and high-quality. So we're trying to give you the greatest experience, and thank you guys for
being patient. Yeah, Rob gets to use the mixer, too. Well, the beautiful thing is when he saves up and buys a new toy, as we like to call it, like cameras and stuff, that means I get use of it. And when I bought my little toys that are coming in, the microphones, the stands, the mixer, and stuff that I saved up several months for, his eyes got as big as possible along with me because we're like all like, oh, giddy, 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 you know. So
absolutely.
Excuse our dorky, nerdy, geekiness. At least we want to believe we're... Rob can build computers, not me, but, you know.
I just did some work today on the computer that made this the quickest and fastest.
Our
job is just getting easier and easier of getting the videos and stuff out. But I'm tired, guys. I'm just got done channeling, and I'm pretty bushed. I'm going to call it a night, guys. I love you guys so, so much.
I love you, too.
And we are so grateful to have your support. Thanks again, Kalina. Thank all of you guys for sharing tonight with us. And
we love you guys. We love you, and we will see you again soon this month.
Yeah, we will try to see you in the week after next on Wednesday, third Wednesday of the month. We love you guys, and we'll
see you
then. Love you,
guys. Good night.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.